Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Hilary Chambers, a naturopathic doctor in Toronto. And we've been talking about lung health, and before the break, we talked about detoxing the lungs like we would, almost like we would with a liver cleanse or a bowel detox, and even a seasonal cleanse. And the cautions around what it is we're inhaling, even just things on our job, like the different fumes and chemicals and so on. And doctor, there's a product now that we're carrying at The Healthy Habit. It's called Lung Effects. And I know as a naturopath, you can't endorse a specific brand or a product, but you can talk about the ingredients that go into different things. And this company is called Healthology, and even though it's a brand new company, the founder of the company has decades of natural health experience, and he's created this formulation. And doctor, I'd like to start with the first product. Is called NAC, or N-acetylcysteine. And what would be the benefits of that to the lungs?
As a supplement, NAC is one of my absolute favorites across the board. It's what I call a heavy hitter. So NAC in the lungs, it does a couple of things for us. The first thing is that it's a precursor of something called glutathione. So we talk about lung detox. We can take it one step further, get a little more nitty gritty. A substance called glutathione exists as our primary detoxification. I'm going to call it like a little worker bee in our lungs. And that little worker bee is what's actually taking those chemicals and pollutants and making them so they're detoxified, meaning less dangerous, so that we can expel them from the body. Now, taking glutathione as a supplement itself, I don't always suggest. It's not necessarily well absorbed, and it doesn't necessarily translate to good results. But we can take something that's called a precursor to NAC. A precursor to glutathione. It's called NAC. And what it does is it just converts really well to glutathione in the body. And research shows it converts quite well to glutathione in the lung tissue itself. So we can take NAC, and it does the job of getting us lots of little glutathione detoxifying worker bees to be in the lungs themselves. And this is going to help to basically detoxify those chemicals, but also reduce inflammation and heal and protect the lungs from damage. Now, the second thing that NAC does really well for us is it's what we call a mucolytic, which is basically just a fancy word for it thins out the mucus in our lungs so that it actually makes it easier to expel and to bring up. So oftentimes when I see someone either with chronic cough, difficulty getting expelling mucus, that kind of rattliness in the chest that we often get, NAC is a beautiful fit for them because it's going to help to thin out that mucus so that they don't have so much chest pain and tension and issues with bringing it up. And we know that you have to kind of bring it up and get it out as dainty as that sounds, in order to get these things out of the body and to clear up and clear out the lungs. So NAC, again, is that heavy hitter that we want to be seeing if we're really working to support the lungs.
Yeah, it's always been well documented as an upper respiratory supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So now, glutathione, do they call that the master antioxidant?
They do. They do. It's sort of our biggest detoxifier. The word antioxidant means it can basically, think of it like sweeping up a little bit of a mess. It's called scavenging free radicals in the body. So glutathione will do that. It's a huge detoxer. And the most concentrated place we see it in the body is the liver, which, of course, the liver is literally just in our bodies for the most part to detoxify all the gunk that gets into our bodies. And then the second highest concentration it is in the body is in the lung tissue. So, again, for the detoxification aspect in the lungs.
And also, it's I know this is a little off topic, but in the eyes. Because
eyes
are exposed to the environment.
Yes, that's right. You're 100% right. Anywhere basically where we can be exposed to things that we need to, again, sweep up that mess, you're going to see glutathione there.
Fenugreek is another element. What's the benefits of fenugreek?
Yeah, so fenugreek is really wonderful, especially in asthmatics. It actually can improve lung function measures. And again, these are research studies based in controlled trials, and they show that it can improve lung function in asthmatics by 10%, which is huge. Again, if you're that person that really struggles with asthma, yes, we want to make sure you're managed well with your puffers and possible medications, but we can see some benefit by giving you some fenugreek because it'll help to clear mucus from the lungs, which improves that lung function. It allows that gas exchange to improve, again, especially in asthmatics, by 10%.
Opening up those airways.
Absolutely, yeah. Clearing out the mucus so then again that it doesn't act as a barrier to block those little balloons from being able to have that gas exchange. That's why it's so important to clear up the mucus from the lungs, and that allows the opening of those balloons so that we can exchange gas across.
So again, too, bronchitis, emphysema, asthma, I mean, are all these things associated with restricted airways and being able to benefit from these supplements?
Yeah, again, the restricted airways of asthma and COPD, they can, like the chronic bronchitis emphysema picture, the mechanism behind it can vary as to why we need to improve lung function, but the underlying, what we need out of it is the same. We need to improve lung function so we can have better gas exchange. So yes, these things can be very beneficial for those types of people. We would just say that if you're on other medications, you should chat with a healthcare provider who knows how to look at the possible interactions between medications and supplements so that you can make sure that you're not having a negative impact on your medications, because that can happen between supplements and meds. So just chat with your healthcare provider if that's the case for you.
And hyssop is another ingredient. What's the benefits of hyssop for our lungs?
Hyssop is really cool. It pairs really well with fenugreek. So we often see those guys together. And again, it's a mucus expectorant. So it's going to really gently help us to clear that mucus from our lungs so that we have some nice clean balloons for that gas exchange. But it's also an antioxidant. So similar to the glutathione NAC pairing we talked about before, it is an antioxidant that's going to sweep up that mess, so to speak, so that we any sort of damage that's been caused to the lungs from chronically breathing in this junk, that can actually be repaired and healed up to reduce inflammation and damage in the lungs themselves.
So it's an anti-inflammatory too then?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere you see sort of that that capacity to heal up or improve the damage that's been done, you're right, we're going to have that anti-inflammatory action.
And I think let's go back to the glutathione and to the NAC, but it also has a healing property to it, like the NAC does. Because we're talking about the antioxidants right now and what hyssop can do as an antioxidant and the glutathione as a result of NAC, but it has that healing property.
That's right. So, you know, some of it won't get converted to glutathione and it'll stay as NAC, and NAC itself, again, acts as an antioxidant. You're totally right. It sweeps up that mess. It scavenges those free radicals that would otherwise be damaging the tissue itself. And by that sense, it has that anti-inflammatory, antioxidant property to it as well.
Mullein leaf is another another natural ingredient. What does it do?
I like to think of this mullein leaf as a warm hug. I don't know why this is stuck in my brain, maybe from botanical medicine class in med school or something like that, but it's really soothing and it's also hydrating. So it's going to be soothing for those coughs in the lungs, like again, like a big warm hug. So oftentimes if we've had a history of chronic cough or if we're just coughing a lot, trying to get all this gunk out, it can be really taxing and trying on the chest wall itself. So it's quite soothing. It's almost like a healthier version of a cough drop almost, that's going to help to just, it doesn't stop the cough or suppress it. It just soothes it so it's not so intense. And that hydration aspect is really important for the lungs. It helps with the elasticity of those alveoli, those balloons in the lungs, and we need them to be nice and elastic so they can open and close, again, for that better gas exchange. So these things are all working in slightly different ways to work together so that we can get that synergistic benefit of clearing out the mucus, helping with the elasticity, helping to soothe, but also get out the mucus from the lungs so that we can have better lung function.
Ginger is another ingredient that's helpful.
Yeah, ginger is one. It's funny. We always think about ginger as something for nausea or for digestion, but it actually works to open up our airways. And if you've had like a really ginger-filled dish. Maybe you had some sort of like spicy ginger stir fry or something like that. You know that feeling, right? Where it opens up the airways, and it will open up the airways, but also again relax the spasms, similar to mullein. But then, as a result of relaxing and opening up the airways, we do see improvement in lung function in asthmatics as well from ginger. And the other thing ginger does for all of us is it reduces inflammation. It's another big anti-inflammatory herb that we use in herbal medicine. So it's great because it's pairing that opening and relaxing of the spasms in the lungs with more anti-inflammatory benefits.
And one more is reishi mushroom. What's the benefits of reishi mushroom on our lungs?
Yeah, so it's interesting to see this in a product, but reishi is a really significant immune system supportive herb. And it's going to overall improve our immune function. So when we see someone either suffering from allergies or chronic lung disease like COPD or asthma, underlying, yes, there are lung issues as a result, but the cause of that is actually the immune system. So by supporting the immune system as part of that synergistic benefit of a product like this, basically we're just working to make sure that that the underlying cause of the reason you're having these lung concerns is also being addressed. And reishi does a great job of providing some overall sort of systemic immune system support to help prevent infection and help manage that immune component of these concerns.
Yeah, it's wonderful for the immune system for sure.
So,
So in general, doctor, who would benefit from a formulation of this type?
Well, it's so far-reaching. It's kind of tough to pigeonhole just one type of person. So I'm going to give you a couple examples.
Sure.
So anybody who's concerned about environmental, occupational, or even recreational exposure to additional inhaled pollutants. So again, if you're in farming or in production or mechanics of anything, painting, hairstylists, that sort of person. Then you're going to also have the person who is wanting to do maybe an annual or semi-annual lung cleanse, where it's more of a detoxification, give that lung function a little extra boost so that you can make sure that it's on top of all the daily detoxing and mucus expectoration that the lungs have to deal with all the time. And then the third category, I would say, are the people who are already diagnosed with or experiencing health concerns related to their lungs. So again, that could be the seasonal allergy people, people with chronic cough like COPD, the people who have frequent lung infections like bronchitis, or people with asthmatics. In all these people, I just want to again caution that if you're taking medications, just make sure you're talking to your healthcare provider to make sure that taking any supplement at all is safe with the medications that you're already taking. But for most people in that circumstance, as long as they get the okay with their medications, it can be a great benefit to give your lung that extra boost and have improved lung capacity despite being diagnosed with some of these conditions.
So if I look at this list of six different ingredients, I mean, each one of them by itself is going to be of benefit. But if we put all of the six of these together and there's a great synergistic effect to all of that. And again, that's going to be at the Healthy Habit. It's called Lung Effects. It's a brand new product. Yeah, come on in and take a look, give it a try. So doctor, it's been really great having you here today. Would you have any sort of summarizing statement?
Absolutely. I would just say that we'd never want to take our lung health for granted. That breathing oxygen and having the energy that we get from breathing that oxygen is something that we should never have to think about. But if we do stop to think about it, we realize that our lungs are doing a lot of work for us all the time between detoxification, breaking up and expelling mucus, and being a source of the immune system function. If we can give our lungs some additional TLC, so whether that be better recovery if we get sick next time, whether that be improving that gas exchange across the lungs, I think that TLC that we can give the lungs is going to translate to more oxygen circulating in our body, better repair of tissues. It's going to help us think more clearly. It's going to help us have more energy overall, and it's going to support all of our organ functions from head to toe. So thinking about our lung function and lung capacity as a foundational element to supporting our overall health, I think is really important.
Yeah, well said. Doctor, it's been a privilege having you on. Thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave, today. I really appreciate being here, and it's been wonderful to chat with you.
We've been talking with Dr. Hilary Chambers, naturopathic doctor. And if you missed any part of this show, you can re-listen to this interview. Just simply visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on interviews, and scroll down to lung health. And while you're at the website, subscribe to our e-newsletter, where we keep you informed of health information, product knowledge, special offers, and that subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, and visit us at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.